Today is Monday, October 18th. We'll tell you about a missionary trip gone terribly wrong. Also, it's being called a watershed moment for racial injustice, which high-profile murder trial is getting started this week. And why the money is already rolling in for some political candidates more than a year ahead of the midterms. Plus, more travel restrictions lifted, a growing controversy over a Netflix comedy special, and low-rise jeans and Gap hoodies, what's fueling nostalgic fashion trends. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the U.S. is reportedly in touch with Haitian authorities because of a kidnapping in the country. American missionaries, including children, were taken hostage there over the weekend. The 16 Americans and one Canadian belong to an Ohio-based group called Christian Aid Ministries. But as they were leaving a Haitian orphanage, they were ambushed by heavily armed men. The kidnappers are apparently holding them for ransom, and Haitian authorities say negotiations are underway. Police blame a notorious gang that's known for kidnappings and killings in the country. In fact, it's responsible for about 80% of mass kidnappings there. And the Washington Post says Haiti now has the highest per capita kidnapping rate in the world. Gangs have been accused of abducting schoolchildren, doctors, police officers, busloads of passengers, and more. They've demanded ransoms ranging from a couple hundred bucks to more than $1 million. And because of the threat, many Haitians opt to stay in their homes. Others take detours around certain gang-controlled areas, and thousands have been trying to flee their homeland altogether. A lot of charitable groups have pulled out, too. In fact, Doctors Without Borders was forced to close a hospital in Haiti a couple of months ago because of gang violence. But Christian Aid Ministries still does quite a bit in Haiti. For example, the group runs a medical clinic, helps orphans, and distributes seeds to farmers. The group is now requesting prayers for its abducted members. A British lawmaker was killed in what's now being called a terror attack. David Amos was stabbed several times at a meeting with voters from his district, and the suspect was quickly arrested. The man in custody is a UK citizen of Somali descent and reportedly was not on law enforcement's radar since he hadn't been investigated for anything before. Now authorities are looking into whether he might have been motivated by Islamic extremism. But counterterrorism police say they believe he worked alone, so they're not looking for anyone else. Meanwhile, British political, religious, and royal leaders have been paying tribute to Amos. Prime Minister Boris Johnson called him, quote, one of the kindest, nicest, most gentle people in politics. One of the deaths that sparked worldwide protests over racial injustice is back in the spotlight today. Three white men are going to trial for killing a 25-year-old black man last year. They're accused of chasing down, shooting, and killing Ahmaud Arbery in a South Georgia neighborhood. But the real question for the trial is why they did it. The men say they thought Arbery was a burglar running from the scene of the crime, so they're pleading not guilty. But Arbery's family says he was just on his usual jogging route. Prosecutors will try to prove Travis McMichael, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan were trying to stop Arbery from using a public street just because he was black. Today, the trial kicks off with jury selection. If they're found guilty, they face life in prison and a death sentence. We're still more than a year away from the midterm elections, but candidates are already raking in tons of money. Republicans and Democrats in the House have raised a combined $128 million so far. That's more than double the sum up to this point in the 2020 election cycle. And it surpasses every other previous cycle by a lot. Top House members are now raising $1 million or more every quarter. Senators have also announced huge fundraising hauls. For example, Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock raised more than $9.5 million in just the last few months. Overall, Democrats do seem to be outraising Republicans so far, but that could have something to do with the fact that they're more vulnerable. Usually, the congressional party of a first-term president loses ground in the midterms. And since President Biden is a first-term president, the Dems might run into trouble next year. And the stakes are pretty high. Republicans will only need to gain one seat in the Senate to win back the majority. In the House, the GOP will take the majority if they gain five seats. More international travelers will soon be able to visit the U.S. starting November 8th. Foreign tourists who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can come here. Or in other words, there will be no more ban on visitors from the European Union, UK, India, China, or dozens of other countries. Those bans have been in effect since the early days of the pandemic, starting with a ban on Chinese travelers in January of 2020. One thing that stays no matter what, though, testing requirements. All travelers, including American citizens, still need to show proof they've tested negative for COVID-19 before flying into the U.S. from another country. Americans won't have to show the proof of vaccination, though. That rule is only for foreign visitors. And no one will have to quarantine. After the news was announced, airline, hotel, and cruise industry stocks saw a big bump on Wall Street. And already, airlines say they've seen a big increase in international ticket sales. More news is still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. With Halloween coming up, it may be sparking some extra creativity in you and your kids, from costumes to decor. Well, let KiwiCo foster that natural creative thinking and channel it into some hands-on fun with science and art projects delivered right to your door. We just got another one of KiwiCo's crates recently, and I was so excited to explore the new ways to play with our son, Dax. Already, one of the toys is his new favorite. And not only does he love it, but our pediatrician loves it too. True story, I brought it along with us to his latest checkup, and the pediatrician picked it up and complimented it, saying how it's great for his age and development. And older kids will love KiwiCo just as much. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with these crates. So scare up some fun this Halloween with KiwiCo. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, spelled K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. How well does Facebook monitor its platform for hate speech or violence? The answer to that question depends on who you ask. A new Wall Street Journal report cites Facebook employees in charge of keeping offensive content off the platform. And even they don't think the company does a great job screening for issues. As of earlier this year, the Journal says Facebook's automated systems were taking down less than 5% of hate speech on the platform and less than 1% of content that violated Facebook's violence policies. Still, Facebook is defending itself. One executive says automated technology is only one method Facebook uses to fight hate speech, and hate speech on the platform has dropped by 50% over the last 3 years. Still, he noted Facebook will never be perfect, and he says teams are always working to find issues and build solutions. Backlash is growing over a big-name comedy special on Netflix and the streaming giant's response to it. Dave Chappelle's The Closer included comments that upset many people in the transgender community, and they upset some Netflix employees, too. So much so that one employee leaked confidential financial information to Bloomberg News. It showed Netflix spent more than $24 million for the Dave Chappelle special, compared to less than $4 million for Bo Burnham's recent special, Inside. So it seems Netflix threw a lot more money behind Chappelle than the typical big-name comedian. Netflix's CEO sent his employees an email that also did not sit well with some people. He listed LGBTQ-positive content that's also on the platform, and he said, quote, "Content on screen doesn't directly translate to real-world harm." He pointed to adults watching violence or abuse on the screen without them trying to actually hurt others. The company has also said it's planning to host an internal event with a transgender activist. Still, some Netflix employees are staging a walkout this Wednesday. The organizer of that walkout has since been fired, though, since the company says they leaked the internal financial information. To be continued. Hollywood will not be shutting down today, after all. The union representing tens of thousands of behind-the-scenes workers reached a deal with the major production studios, and that means a historic strike that would have started today will be avoided. It would have been the first nationwide strike in the union's 128-year history. Instead, wages will go up and working conditions will improve as part of the new tentative contract. The union members still need to give it final approval, but the strike has already been called off. The LA Times says the deal was greeted by a sigh of relief across Hollywood. Studios are still recovering from shutdowns, delays, and theater closures from the pandemic, so they didn't want to have to shut down again. The union leader said the members stood firm to get this outcome, and he called it a, quote, "Hollywood ending." It seems Americans are in the spooky spirit. The horror flick Halloween Kills exceeded expectations and beat out every other movie this past weekend. In fact, the film had the highest opening for a horror movie during the pandemic. It brought in more than $50 million at the North American box office. That's even though it was released on the streaming platform Peacock the same day it came out in theaters. Halloween Kills also easily beat the competition, including the James Bond movie No Time to Die and the star-studded medieval flick The Last Duel. Still, it didn't make quite as much as the last Halloween movie that came out in 2018. By the way, next weekend is expected to be a huge one for movie theaters. Later this week, the big-budget movie Dune comes out. So does Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch and Disney's Ron's Gone Wrong. Grammy Award-winning singer Tony Bennett has set a new Guinness World Record. He's officially the oldest person to release an album with new material. Bennett is 95. His new album called Love for Sale was just released at the start of this month, and it's a collaboration with Lady Gaga. But this is actually not Bennett's first world record. He holds four others, including oldest person to reach number one on the U.S. album chart with a newly recorded album. As the NBA gets ready for the regular season to begin tomorrow, the WNBA just wrapped up its postseason with a historic win. Congratulations to the Chicago Sky. The team won their first ever championship, defeating the Phoenix Mercury 80-74 in the finals yesterday. The Chicago Sky are also the first team ever to take home the title without being seeded first or second. And with eight victories, they've won more than any other team in WNBA postseason history. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by Policy Genius. While you're online costume shopping or checking out those pumpkin patch photos, you can also be shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius. It may just be one of the easiest tasks on your October to-do list that you can cross off, because you can compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. So why do you want to compare at all? You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. If you haven't heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you and not the insurance companies, so you know they have your interests in mind as they help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. It's the kind of service that earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Have you noticed some older trends, brands, and technologies making a comeback? Well, you may have TikTok to thank or blame for that. The hashtags nostalgia and nostalgic have billions of views on the platform. Most of the videos are throwbacks to the early 2000s, making a lot of young users yearn for their childhood memories or the teenagers they looked up to when they were kids. And they're apparently fueling a throwback economy. For example, low-rise jeans and miniskirts have made a comeback on runways this year. Brands like The Gap and Abercrombie & Fitch are also seeing sales soar thanks to flagship items like classic brand hoodies. Wired headphones are hot again instead of AirPods. And vintage stores say they've seen a surge in young customers. TikTok really is the place where trends are starting, too. Some national chains are now setting up as-seen-on-TikTok sections in their stores. And Amazon has a section of its site called Internet Famous with a list of products TikTok users will definitely recognize. It seems like the people on the social media platform love to brag about the products they like, too. The hashtag TikTok made me buy it has also gotten billions of views. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow for free in your podcast app to always see our new daily episodes and stay in the know. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.